Well, I didn't watch the gauge, so I ran over again. I'm pretty good at that, but I felt like I've had a pain over one of my kidneys, my left kidney, for about 3 or 4 days. Thought maybe I might be getting a kidney infection, but the pain's gone today except for just a minor ache, so guess it was just a minor flare-up. But I've been feeling pretty good. I still don't have any energy, but then when do I ever? You didn't say on your tape what kind of food you're going to have for your party. If you have steaks, I'm going to hit you over the head. And that's a promise. I might as well warn you right now, I'm so hungry for a T-bone steak charcoal broiled, I could probably eat a whole one. So when we have that R&R, you're going to have to feed me steak every night we're over there, and I don't think I'm going to be tired of it because the weather just hasn't been nice, and I haven't tried but the one time charcoal broiling out, and that wasn't too much success. And the night that Bernie did them, and they really tasted good and whatnot, but you can hardly sit down and relax and enjoy a good steak when you've got about 14 people in the house, which is what I had with the kids and all the grown-ups. So I hope we have a nice, quiet dinner, dear. And you're going to have to feed me filet mignon and T-bone steaks and just the whole works, because I'm not going to scrimp on anything over there. So you just might as well be prepared, honey. I've still got tape to mother. She did say if I'd send her my measurements, and well, she's got all my measurements. She just wanted to know if I want my dresses hemmed any shorter, which I'm going to tell her yes, but I'm a little afraid for her to make them right now because I plan on putting back on that 10 pounds that I lost, and if I do that, then I probably won't be able to get into them. So maybe my best bet's maybe just go down and buy a couple of dresses, and I do want to get a couple of new pairs of slacks and whatnot for it, but I'm going to spend a little bit of money on a wardrobe before I come over there. For the R&R, I think maybe I can squeeze it out. I'm planning on living on just the $1,000 between a month between now and the time for the R&R, and I figure we should have a little bit of that money left over from the thing, so it might cover the R&R. I sure hope so. If they told you right, then we probably should have about $600, I hope, just out of that deal if I watch my P's and Q's. So, and then I'll have the July check to go down and get some clothes, or at least 100 of it, and I'm sure I can get what I need for that amount. I hope so anyway. I didn't see Barbara yesterday at all. She went by, I guess, Saturday and saw Skirsch for a little while. From the way things look, they're not going to have an R&R. She can't make up her mind whether to take it or not. And Bill would like to, I think he's going to go ahead and take leave, I guess I told you, in March and April, and go to Hong Kong. And so it just depends. If they do move that squadron out of Pleiku the first part of June or in June, well, then Bill will get to come back to the States because he's within 90 days. So they're sort of keeping their fingers crossed and hoping he'll get back early, which I think would be a good deal for them considering he's getting out. But I think I told you that on the tape the other night. I get so confused on what I have told you and what I haven't told you, I probably repeat myself a half a dozen times, but you just have to bear with me. Helen said today there's a rumor going around up here that Hope and Jim are getting a divorce when Jim gets back, so Helen thought, well, the heck with that. So she sat down and wrote and asked her, just point blank, you know, if they were, because there's no point in rumors going around if this isn't so. But apparently they're fighting in their letters and fighting in the phone calls and this type of stuff. But I don't know. I hope not. I don't think I really believe it, but I guess it could be true. Of course, you see Jim. I'm sure he probably doesn't say anything about it to you. But he's flying, I guess, 5 nights out of a week or something's what his schedule run. I read the letter that Hope wrote to Helen during the Christmas holidays, and she's heard from her since then and wrote her back. So maybe one of these days, when Helen gets the letter back and has the address, she'll give it to me. Maybe I'll sit down and drop her a line. I don't know. I'm not the world's greatest on corresponding, that's for sure. I got to get out to that commissary tomorrow and pick up some stuff, and so I like to delay it until Wednesday because I don't want to make another trip out there, but I don't think I will because I'm going to have milk tomorrow. I'll try and pick up 6 half-gallons and hope it'll last for a while. The milk has been lasting for a while longer. We've sort of substituted tea every once in a while. And I'm glad you enjoyed your lemonade, by the way. If you run out of it and want some more, well, let me know, and I'll have Barbara pick you up some and pay him for it. That's terrible, but she does quite a bit of shopping on bargains and stuff downtown, and especially out at this one Safeway place and stuff. But she watches the sales, and which is fine for her. I don't think they spend more than about $50, if that much, a month for groceries, because her kids don't eat much. Eat a lot of candy and garbage, which I think I'd cut out in a hurry, and drink milk and stuff in between meals. I said, no wonder they don't eat at mealtime. And she eats steak and lobster usually for supper at night, because that's what her diet calls for. She can have 4 ounces of lobster or 4 ounces of meat, so she figured she might as well live it up. And for one person eating it, I guess it's not that expensive, because she can get 2 meals on one T-bone steak. And her kids don't particularly care for steak, so she's got it made there. I said, I guess in a way we sort of ruined our kids, because they like steak and they like lobster and anything else that comes along. But I think I'd rather have them being that way than not eating at all. And I was just noticing Karen today, boy, has that kid ever seemed to be getting tall and growing. She's almost up with David now, and she's going to be a big kid. But she's doing pretty well in her program reading, and she seems to be pretty well adjusted, and I'm sure grateful for that, because I thought sure we might have a little bit more of a problem this month with her getting that in and the report card. But I tried to explain to her why she got it, and I think it pacified her, so she doesn't seem concerned about it at all. She's still plugging away anyway. You were talking about y'all winning girls and Ava Gardner and whatnot. Well, we always fight to see who's got the best looking mailman. So we play our little games too, honey, so never fear. It's sort of a pastime, and we can at least laugh and joke about sex that way. It sort of relieves the tension a little bit. But I don't know, Scotia just left Lee hanging as to whether she was going to go in the bathroom and lock the door or not. So away we go. But I know how you feel. It's been a lot easier for me this month, but I haven't really had my ovulation period yet either, so I don't know. But I just have to forget about it, and I'm trying to stay away from the sexy books and whatnot reading, so that helps some too. I don't think I've told you yet that I love you. I do. I really miss you, and I'll be so glad when this year is passed and we can be together as a family again rather than like we are now. But that's just one of the breaks of the games. It's your job, and it has to be done. And when you marry into the military, you just learn to accept it. But one of these days we'll be back together. If you let me know about the application on the school and whatnot, I think I told you on the thing last night, I think I'm about ready to move. I can't hardly stand this house anymore since old puppy dog's gone. It sort of brings bad memories to me, so in a way I'm hoping we don't get sent back here and maybe someplace else. I don't know what to do about the house, whether to try and sell it or what. I looked on that tax assessor thing, and the lot was originally $280 some odd, and it's increased in value to right around $4,000 now, so I guess these lots are really getting expensive now. Well, it looks like the tape's just about gone, so before it does, I want to say I love you and I miss you. And you keep those cards and letters and tapes and stuff coming, because I sure enjoy them, and it's the only thing that keeps me going half the time is looking forward to getting them. And I've sort of adjusted now. If I don't get one, I know I'm going to get two or something the next time. So you take care of yourself, darling. Love you very much.